You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Give to us now, dear God, we ask, the glory of the light of your gospel, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. Good morning. Always a challenge following a children's pageant. But I would like to briefly reflect with you today on this fourth Sunday of Advent on this messianic promise of God that comes to Mary in our Christmas pageant script, the promise of the coming of one who would redeem and restore this broken and pain-filled world. And I want to briefly reflect with you today on this messianic promise in order that the true joys of Christmas may be real for us this year. But before we get into it, I have a general observation to make about promises. Wouldn't we all agree that promises are only as dependable as the individuals who make them? Because if we believe that, and it seems to me a reasonable thing to believe, but if so, then the challenging implication is, well, how are we doing with trusting God? Because if we were to really live our lives as though we did believe that God is trustworthy and that God does keep his promises, then wouldn't our lives be characterized by more joy and peace and less sadness and worry? After all, God has promised us good things, not bad. As it says in Jeremiah, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. And learning to trust the promises of God can actually become a really comforting thing for us as we find ourselves living in an increasingly undependable world. I mean, let's face it, some people, no one here, of course, but some people are just plain untrustworthy, aren't they? In business, in their marriage vows, in sporting events. Did you see that movie Liar Liar with Jim Carrey about the little boy whose birthday wish was that his father wouldn't be able to tell a lie for 24 hours? Imagine that. The boy's father had lied to him so many times, broken so many promises, that his birthday wish was that for just one day, his dad wouldn't be able to tell him a lie. And of course, the wish comes true, and the father's life is completely turned around, and there's a happy ending, but it just doesn't always turn out like that, does it? And we come to accept the fact that promises really are only as dependable as the individuals who make them. And there isn't much worse than being the recipient of a broken promise. And unfortunately, it isn't just other individuals that keep us guessing. The world in general, again, is undependable in as much as it's unpredictable because no one knows for certain what tomorrow may bring. I mean, from natural disasters to those we create, we just don't really know from one day to the next what tomorrow may hold for us. There aren't any guarantees, and the reality of that can be enormously unsettling. And here I'm just telling it like it is, right? I mean, people we love get sick. People we care about lose their jobs. Car accidents happen, and we do our best to adapt to the changes and roll with the punches, accepting life on life's terms, but it isn't easy. Chances are that many of you are acutely aware of that right now because of something you and your family are dealing with as we go into this holiday season. And you need something that is 100% dependable, something that you can sink your teeth into, something that will, in effect, anchor your life, like the promises of God. You see, the real question of faith isn't whether or not we believe in God. Paul wrote in his letter to the church in Rome, creation itself bears witness to God's existence. The real question of faith is, do we believe God? Mary did. She said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. His mercy is for those who fear him. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, according to the promises he made to their ancestors. Mary believed God, just like Abraham. Remember what God promised him? That he and Sarah, his 90-year-old barren wife, would have as many descendants as there were stars in the sky. And the Bible tells us that Abraham believed God. And sure enough, in God's time and in God's way, it came to pass, because God makes good on his promises, like he did when he delivered his people from slavery in Egypt. Was Moses skeptical? Of course. In fact, we're told in Exodus chapter 5 that Moses went to the Lord and complained that since the Lord's intervention, things had only gotten worse for the people. He said, oh God, ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has only brought more trouble over your people, and you have not rescued them at all. And it's normal and okay to think and feel like that sometimes, like, where are you, God? And why aren't you responding? But what happened with Moses? With signs and wonders and the power of his outstretched arm, God delivered his people from Egypt just as he promised he would. And even while they wandered through the wilderness for 40 years, God watched over them and protected them until at last, in God's perfect time, the people were led into that land flowing with milk and honey, because that was the promise. And we could cite example after example, because there are so many promises from God that are recorded in the scriptures. In fact, from cover to cover, the Bible is full of them. And we retell the stories of the people of God, and we share our stories with one another to bear witness and to remember that God is faithful and his promises remain the one thing that can be counted on in the midst of an ever-changing and unpredictable world. And what a glorious message of hope that is, because it means that when we are lonely, we have his promise. Lo, I am with you always. When afraid, fear not, for I am your God, and I will help you and strengthen you and uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. When burdened with guilt, we have his promise that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even when facing our own death or that of those we love, we have his promise that he is going ahead of us to that place where he will go and return and take us to be with him, that where he is, we may be also. I have no doubt that many of you came to church today with some kind of burden on your heart, a troubled relationship, a loved one who is sick or struggling from an addiction, a precarious financial situation, or just a general sense of uncertainty or brokenness. And although I can't promise you that your loved one's cancer will disappear, or that your son or daughter or grandchild will get recovery this go-around, or that you'll never have to worry about money ever again, I can promise you that the God who created everything that is loves you, and that the brokenness in your life breaks his heart, and that he sent his son into this broken and pain-filled world to redeem and restore, offering to be with us, even now, to forgive, strengthen, sustain, protect, direct, and provide for all of our needs. The real miracle of Christmas, you see, continues to happen when God's promise to Mary becomes real for us. For the child conceived within her grew to become a man who went about doing good for others, living in perfect obedience to God's will, a man who had compassion for those who hurt and was quick to become a friend of sinners, a man who came to lay down his life that ultimately he might live through us, the Redeemer of the world, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you'll join us for one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.